views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. And I want to know something with the previous callers that we just had. Literally, we and Sky and I talk about this topic a lot, about coming to an acceptance of what you have. And when you're trying really hard to make something work where you don't have the resources, the proper resources to get things rolling, it's very, very frustrating.
Yes.
And like I said, you know, and you know, Mary was getting very frustrated with me because she didn't like when I said, you know, with the self-pity. But yet I know that she has a lot of mountains in front of her. And what I always say to people, and what are you going to do about it? And what are you going to do about it? And then they keep on saying, yeah, but this and yeah, but that. And with every yeah, but, I'm going to say to you again, and so what are you going to do about this? And what are you going to do about that?
I have a perfect example for you. My husband has been a diabetic since he's 32 years old. He's got 2 blood clots in his legs. His kidneys are not 100% great because he's throwing some protein in his kidneys. But this man gets up every single day and doesn't want to hear me say, take it easy, take it easy. He just ignores everything. It's so hard for him to walk. He can't bend. He can't walk hardly because of those blood clots. One of them are behind his knee. But he still has that drive. He doesn't let it get him. And I see this poor thing striving every day to do better. I really do. So to me, it's all a mindset. Yes, he's in pain constantly. Yes, he's got very serious problems. But yes, he does not let it get him. He continues to strive forward, which to me is, I think, the best thing that, and the best example that I can give you, all of you, for not having self-pity and to just put yourself on the side and continue to follow your daily routines and to continue to just strive on.
Now, under her circumstances, you know, health is very important.
Absolutely.
And what you were suggesting as far as disability, and yes, you know, your pay might be going down a little bit, but you want to know something? If it means for you to take time out,
it's important.
It's very important, because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So when it's hard for you to get up and it's hard for you to do certain things, you'll learn to live under whatever resources are given to you. And it really stinks, you know, especially when you don't have family or friend support. I understand that. And it's very, very difficult.
It is.
But you have to start reaching out to people that have knowledge of organizations that you can go to.
Perhaps.
Or go to local churches or go to local temples and go to places where people, there are really nice people out there. Not
yes.
Everyone stinks. You know, there are very compassionate, loving people who's willing to help out people like Mary and maybe like yourself, that when you put yourself out there and you talk to organizations, that if they can't, maybe they know somebody who can or who could help you get that job or that place for you to find. But you got to network. But if you don't network, then you separate yourself from the source and then you have nothing.
That's true. You know, we hear so much about the people who do bad. Do you ever hear about the people who do good? There are so many more people that do good than bad out there.
Yeah, there are. I do believe that.
But you never hear about that.
Well, very few. You do hear. It's very, very few. And it's a shame because that would grow and that would grow and that would grow.
Yes.
And
I believe the human soul is very compassionate. And 9 out of 10 people are very compassionate to others, especially when they have disabilities like Mary does with the diabetes and everything. And there are people out there, like Artie said, that can help you, but you've got to help yourself a little bit, because God says God helps those who help themselves.
Right.
So, you know, you could be just as little as seeking and searching out an organization to help you, and then you'd be on easy street.
Also, putting your prayers out there helps an awful lot. When you're asking, as you said earlier on our other station, you know, you said, you know, we have our guardian angels. And when you ask and pray for their help, to say thank you for your assistance, thank you for your blessings, thank you for opening up all the doors of opportunity and all the miracles. I graciously appreciate your love and I accept your help. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to, and with a little faith, and we're trying to stay a little positive. And also it'd be good to also step out of your home so that you're not like always in that atmosphere.
Yes.
If you're feeling depressed, you have to step out. So otherwise you are going to get depressed. So it's very healthy to be, you know, with nature, whether it be at the park or at the beach or wherever, and just to take a little break for yourself. Even if it's hard to get there, you got to push yourself.
Absolutely. I agree so much. You know, it's funny. This happened to me this week. I was out Monday. I was out Tuesday. Wednesday, everything just hit me. My husband, my dog, you know, everybody's been ill. It's just been like a downward sweep for me. So I started to feel really depressed, and I didn't go out all day Wednesday. And I hated myself for it, because I felt myself getting depressed. And I even said to my husband, I feel like this house is just sucking me in, you know, and I just want to get out, but there's like a magnet holding me in here. And that magnet was my own mind, because I was feeling sorry for myself. Yeah. And then I said,
well, that's
hey,
what depression does.
Yeah.
Depression like immobilizes you. It's like you can't move.
Yes.
When you get depressed. So I understand. Thank God I've never experienced. I mean, I've been upset about certain things and I've been depressed about certain things, but thank God I've never allowed overall depression to, you know,
set in. And I don't do that either. I don't allow that.
And I'm one that always goes out and about.
Yeah.
I like to be out and about, and that's where my happiness is being out with people or just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's nice.
I love it too. I'm a people person.
And it's also fun that if you were to reach out to certain friends who you haven't spoken to maybe in years, or family members who you haven't spoken to in years.
Yes.
And so it would be good just to reminisce and just to see how other people are doing and not just yourself.
That's very important. That's very important to see how everybody else is doing around you, to catch up. And
it's fun, you know, it is. And especially when you could hopefully develop, you know, some kind of a support group.
Yep.
You know, but if you go to your local church or local temple on a regular basis, you're going to see it will make a difference just to be a little inspired.
Yes.
And talk to the people of that parish to, you know, again, whether it be to make friends or whether to get support. But you reach out. I'm telling you, people are going to help you out. But you got to stick around, everybody, because
we are going on a break.
That's right.
So, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Southern rain. There's a full moon in sight, shining down on the Parker train.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
WPLQ.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. How are you guys? Thanks for coming back. Hey, we got a girl on the line. Her name is Jay.
All the way from Canada.
Yeah, Alberta, Canada. I have to admit, I know this young lady. She's a sweetheart. Jay, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, listen.
She's a doll.
You are sweet.
She's bubbly, bouncy. She's a love.
I feel like buying you cotton candy and ice cream with sprinkles on it.
How are you, baby? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys? Thanks for taking my call, Sky and Artie.
We're doing great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and we appreciate when people like yourself call, and I'm always flattered when people call from around the country.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm very excited.
So happy to talk to you guys.
By the way,
I
hope you don't mind me saying
scared.
That.
No, not at all. I just wanted to thank you, and I wanted to thank your angels and spirit guides for me as well, just for the work they did and everything.
Thank you. You're very, very welcome, honey. You're very welcome, and I hope you enjoyed your reading.
Oh, I really did. I did. Quite
I'm
a lot.
So glad. That makes me very happy to hear that.
You want to know something? I'm going to tell you something nostalgic. You're going to end up, I don't know if you already own one, and if you don't, you're going to end up owning a beanbag chair or something equivalent to a beanbag chair.
I could see myself doing that. Maybe like one of those like plastic couches, you know, those glow up ones.
Yeah, it's not a blow up, but it's those couches with all those little styrofoams in it.
Ah, that's so funny.
Little round white balls, cool. Like thousands and thousands of them inside this bag.
And you could throw this pillow. It's like a huge pillow, and then you sit in it, and you collapse in it, and it becomes a chair.
Yeah, or it's like styrofoam or something. But I see you attaining like some kind of a beanbag chair. And when you sit in it, you're going to laugh because you'll remember that I said this. So did Sky alter your life a little bit?
She did. She definitely did. Actually, I was going to ask you, my dad went to the doctor after what you told me, but I don't know if he told the truth because he came back saying that there was like nothing wrong with his bronchioles.
I also told you his sinuses. So what's happening is he's having trouble with his sinuses and it's going into his chest. And that's why.
Yeah, he got nasal spray. He got nasal spray.
Ah, there you go.
Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah, they got him a nasal spray.
Oh, okay.
So the doctor did give him a nasal spray, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So I was right. I was right. So you know what happens when you have that post-nasal drip and you don't take care of it, it can get infectious, especially if you're not coughing everything up. And we didn't want that to happen to Dad. So, you know, right away I said to you, he should go to the doctor. I'm glad you got him to go.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Well, he was going to go on the weekend anyways. He's a busy bee, so he loves to work. And he's like, I'll go on the weekend. I'll wait.
I'm so glad that you got him to go. And I'm so glad that, you know, you're nipping this in the bud. But I knew it came from the sinuses. And I also felt as though if he didn't take care of it, then it could lead into something with his bronchioles. But as we both know, I think he's like fibbing a little bit about the other thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
So Jay, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, she's a sweetheart. She's gonna be very successful.
Oh. Well, a guy told me that I would be leaning towards something with children, so I could definitely see myself doing something like that, hands down. That sounds like something I do.
I definitely see that.
It's like, all over you, baby. It's written all over you.
I definitely want to integrate like energy work along with that because I think that's something that would work really well with children.
Yes.
And youth.
Yes.
You know, and just kind of like getting that ingrained early on.
Yes. And you know what? Helping it's a new out. World out there. And a lot of people are much more accepting of holistic medicine. And the
exactly,
healing
yeah.
is going to be paramount in your day because we are all leading to more of the metaphysical. So, yes, very good place for you.
Yeah, you have really good nurturing qualities for young kids.
She does. She's a sweetheart.
You really do.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
You're going to see that kids are going to gravitate to you, probably animals also. But young kids are going to gravitate to you because you have that beautiful personality that kids trust right away and they gravitate to you very easily. And I feel like you have this ability to be able to talk to young kids where they could relate to what you're saying, or you know how to translate words and feelings so that they could understand what you're saying and to help kids become the best who they could be and to make them feel comfortable in their environment. and within themselves. And I honestly believe you have that ability to give that to kids.
Yes.
Oh, me too.
And you know, Jay, I want you to make sure that you go to the doctor. Remember I told you that?
Yes, I called and I tried to make an appointment, but my endocrinologist is really hard to reach.
Okay.
She's away on vacation, and I tried to go to my family doctor as well, so maybe that will work out.
Good.
I need to get the pump.
Yes. I don't want you to sit on that. I want you to really absolutely go gung-ho with this, because I feel that it's going to be paramount to your future.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Without getting into too much detail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. No, I understand.
Sharing with the audience too much of your life details, I would like to tell you that I don't want you to put it under the carpet, or I don't want you to, you know, be lax about it. I want you to make sure that you're young enough and you're healthy enough right now to benefit from these beautiful things that they have out there to help diabetics. And also, mm-hmm. I know that you're a little bit on the procrastinating side, so I want you to get out there, and I can't stress this enough, you're very important. So you need to take care of yourself before you take care of anybody else, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'll get on. I'm definitely a procrastinator.
Yeah, it's hard to get things done when you're procrastinating, but you'll start tomorrow.
I'll get on that.
Listen, it was a pleasure sharing time with you.
It was so lovely hearing your voice again, sweetheart. God bless you.
Aw, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, you're going to be great with kids.
She's got such a beautiful aura about her. I see like a white light around her.
Yeah, it's effortless. You and kids, that's effortless.
God bless you, my love. You're a dear.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
She is the most loveliest girl. We had a lovely chat.
Yeah, you could tell, you know, you could easily tell when people have that, you know, warm and friendly, loving disposition.
She's just so bubbly, you know, and bouncy,
right,
and so loving.
Right. That's wonderful. And
she was so easy to read.
Yeah, the world needs more of that.
Yes.
The world needs more of that. Too many people are too serious or too wrapped up in their problems in life. And,
yes,
you know, it's very important to stay as uppity and on the positive side as possible.
Yes.
And there are a lot of people saying, yeah, that's, you know, easier said than done, or when they're dealt with a lot of challenges on a daily basis. And sometimes it's about just delegating responsibilities to other people so that you can have a break, even if it's just for a few hours. But it's very important for you to give yourself that time.
Absolutely. You know, I just want to say something on a personal note. Another young lady called me for a reading from Alberta, Canada. And unfortunately, I deleted her number by accident. So if you're listening, I'm not putting you off. I just screwed up and I deleted your number by accident. So if you want to call me back, I do apologize and I will get to you immediately. All right. And I'm sorry about that.
But that's okay. We forgive you. All is forgiven.
You know, it was just one of those things that you press the wrong button and bingo, I deleted her number and I couldn't get it back. Oh, I felt so badly.
You want to know something? That's happened to me a couple of times, and that's why I overly protect myself. Like when people leave their number, like say on my voicemail, I won't erase it until I've already booked the appointment or until I've already handled the situation. After that, then I'll erase it, because, you know, there are times, you know, well, I'll listen to the message, I'll write it down. And then after I write it down, you know, of course you follow up and stuff, but sometimes like what just happened with you, you misplaced it or whatnot. And that's why I could always just go back to a previous phone message.
Yes.
And let me tell you something, that has saved my butt big time. You know, it's like having a backup system. You just learn from experience.
I know. I felt so badly. And I hope she's listening, because I'm not trying to ignore you. I just don't have your number, and I feel so badly. I hit the wrong button. Am I in it? Wait, or what?
Sometimes you push people's wrong buttons. All right, everyone, stick around, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
We're coming back.
Mm-hmm. should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm, tell her no, no.
Calling all dreamers. Are you living your dream life? Actualize your possibilities with Life Coaching Radio and your host, Deb Stetzer. If you're feeling stuck in a rut, Deb is here to help you turn your dreams into a reality. Life Coaching Radio. Dream it, live it, be it. To learn more about Deb, visit www.mylifecoach.us.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. A registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's my tip of the day. Let's talk about unlimited thinking. Let's talk about limitlessness. What would it look like and feel like? Is it only for special people? What if you aren't living a very abundant, powerful life right now? Is this opportunity closed off to you? Absolutely not. This is your chance, without lifting a finger, even telling anyone around you, or leaving the house. You can begin to step into all that you are and all that you were meant to be. Pay attention to the arguments that arise as you articulate the limitlessness of your opportunities, your finances, and the loving and supportive friends and family members around you. Draw them in. Let's shift those agreements from the lower level energies to those that allow you to step into all that you are. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com and listen to Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. And how are you today? That's what I'm talking about. You want to know something? I'm sitting here at our desk, you know, in front of the microphone and everything, and I'm looking at a computer. I mean, not a computer, but I'm looking at the calculator. And it reminds me of kids who have become brain dead in the sense they stop using your mind. They stop using their minds because the calculator and the computer is so accessible.
Yes.
And it's like, I've asked high school kids
yes.
to add certain things for whatever reason, and they can't add. Can't subtract.
How about when you go into a restaurant and there's a kid behind the counter, like a McDonald's or a Burger King, and they can't give you change unless they pumped it into the machine.
Right.
That to me is mind-boggling.
You know, or the bill comes to, say, $5.37. So I'll give them a $10 bill and 37 cents. And they're looking at it like,
befuddled.
Like I just threw
a monkey wrench
in their whole thought process. Like, why are you giving me so much? And
yeah.
It's like, are you serious? It's like, how much do I have to give you?
Isn't that sad?
It really is.
You know why? Because they're all using the calculators today, and you're absolutely right.
The computer has taken away all the mind work from everybody. It's like everybody used to remember everyone's phone number.
Yes.
You know, and now you can, let alone you can't even remember your own a lot of times. You can't remember your own kid's phone number or your spouse's phone number because it's all by instant press a button.
That's right.
You know, and that's what happens. It's made your mind
so
super lazy. And
so what's going to happen to us in the future? Are we going to be?
We're screwed.
Yeah. I'm feeling that, you know, when you don't use your mind and you don't exercise your mind, it's a muscle. If you don't do that, are we going to become a nation of Alzheimer's people or a nation of people who just go into dementia because our mind is not stimulated enough? Do you ever think of that?
What if the computer shuts down and you have to do invoices?
You're done.
You're screwed. But you know something, before computers, you could still write down all the information. It might take a little
That's
longer,
right.
But it
I
doesn't
used to
mean,
do it.
Yeah. And you do what you got to do with the paperwork. And people say, oh, my computer froze. And so therefore all business shut down. We can't
right,
do it.
Right.
Because everyone has made the computer and the calculator so, so important in our life
yes.
that without it, it's like, no, all of a sudden their brain shut down. Like everything is at a push of a button now. And it's great for convenience, but it's taken away a lot from our
yes.
intelligence
Absolutely.
And our thought process.
I agree. I so agree.
So the moral of the story is don't allow your kids to just do schoolwork the easy way in the sense of just using a calculator. I mean, it really is. It's important, you know, to know how to add and subtract and, you know, with spelling and everything. And a lot of people have lost the basics of life. They really have. And it's a shame. And like I said, it blows me away. High school kids, even kids that were in college, I was asking them, you know, simple arithmetic problems, you know, about monies, you know, about making change. And let me tell you something. I add, multiply, and subtract super, super, super quick.
Sure.
But you want to know something? It's not because I had a really good teacher. I did. I had a very clever teacher who
it's
created.
Because you're the Rain Man.
She created a game about adding.
Yes.
And she would hold up a problem on a card. And so there was, you know, you and your other fellow student who was standing right next to you. And whoever said the answer first, you know, you went to the next student and you gained points.
Right. That's
and
cool.
I was very competitive.
Yeah.
And if you lost, you had to sit down in that chair. And I was very competitive. And I was spitting them out super fast. And plus, you know, being that I came from a family of boulders, we didn't have the computer back then.
Right.
So we had to add up everything.
Yes.
You know? And I didn't mind it. I could like add some fast, super fast,
yes.
without batting an eye. And like I said, I'm very proud of the fact that I could do these problems, you know, without batting an eye. But like I said, unfortunately, the schools don't teach the kids to become more self-sufficient.
Yes. Do you know that my mother-in-law was a bookkeeper with pencil and book for umpteen years for a humongous company, Made Informed Bras. They're still in business.
Oh, really?
Yes. And she did all of the bookkeeping by hand.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, right now you can't imagine. Back then it was like,
yes.
It's just a way of life.
Yes.
But you want to know something? This also goes back to a way of life, because what happens, and a lot of us are guilty of it, where we make things so easy for our kids
yes.
that when we stop performing for our children or giving to our children, they are totally brainless. They don't know how to take care of simple issues. They don't know how to clean them up after themselves. They don't know how to clean. They don't know how to do certain responsibilities, because every single time they made a mistake and every single time they screwed up, we were there, you were there to just fix it right away.
Pick them up.
Without
them off.
Right. Without you making them more responsible and say no, and to be diligent about, you know, making them more responsible or smarter or to deal with compassion or to deal with patience. And it's just like, you know what, just go and play and I'll take care of it.
Right.
You know, and because we had it so hard, we overcompensate for them so that they don't have to experience the pains. But what we're doing is we're taking away a lot of character.
Yes.
And their strength and their know-how. And you want them to be street smart, and you're always worried when they're not around you. And you should be worried because you did everything for them.
Right.
And so, like, how are they going to learn to deal with this, that, or the other thing, or deal with social etiquette when everything is also done by text and whatever? And it's like, you know, some people are just dumbfounded by the simplest things.
Yes.
So, I mean, the computer is a great thing, but it's also a curse.
It is. You're absolutely right. You know, I see it in some of my grandkids, but in others' grandkids, I don't. I see Mia. Mia is just about, can handle any problem you throw at her. She's 12 years old. Mm-hmm.
Is it that Mia is her granddaughter?
And she is so amazing. That child could handle any problem. She's so nurturing. She tells me if I'm concerned about something, don't worry, Nan, we'll take care of it. I think this is what we should do about it. I mean, this is like so unheard of. So unheard. My daughter-in-law is doing such a great job raising the children with us.
But she's also a gifted child, very spiritual child.
Yes.
And she has a lot of wisdom, and she is definitely way more mature than the average kid at her age.
That's true.
So she's blessed with, you know, know-how and stuff, you know, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
I truly believe that my dog survived because of her prayers. Because when we came home from the hospital, and it was very grim. Even the doctors wanted to put him down. And I insisted no, because Mia loves this dog. And so do I. I said, give him 24 hours and we'll see how he does. We'll make a reassessment. And
hold on 2 seconds. Sure. You're missing out some of your own story.
Go ahead.
What happened was, you know, the dog was diagnosed with something that he didn't have.
Yes.
And what happened was Sky ended up bringing in another vet for another opinion, and he saw something totally different with the dog, which is something totally different than the other vet.
Yeah.
So what they did was they started making all different changes in his medication and everything, and by prayers and by changing his medication, all of a sudden he responded. It took him that 24 hours, but nobody knew at that point.
No.
And the doctor saw something within the dog of all these other problems that the other doctor didn't see. So therefore he was able to do something to correct it.
Yes.
So it wasn't like they were just going through the same protocol, trying to fix the dog under the same circumstances. Thank God there was another doctor, another vet that came in to help see something different, and they started to cure what was going on with the dog. And now, literally, the dog is 100% healthy again.
Can you believe how beautiful?
From literally knocking on death's door, almost putting him to sleep.
Yes.
And then, again, by changing the medication and then reassessing the situation, then he, thank God, he started to respond.
I'm so
and then,
grateful.
like within 24 hours, boom.
Yeah. 24 hours.
And you want to something? Unfortunately, I bet you there's a lot of people who are misdiagnosed.
Right. And they
who's taken the wrong medication.
That's right.
And it sent him down the crapper.
That's right.
And doctors are afraid to make a diagnosis because they don't want to be wrong. They don't want to be sued.
That's right.
And so they're being very careful because everyone's sue happy. So a doctor cannot perform at their best only because they're afraid they're going to be sued. So they take a lot of precautions and they're very subtle in their ways.
They second guess themselves.
They second guess themselves rather than doing what they feel is right. And who knows? And they could screw up because they're human, even though they're doctors.
Right. But we had an amazing cardiologist. He went into...
But we're going to hear about this cardiologist right after we come back from this commercial break. So hang around. Stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back.
Hear the tale of Weezer.
That's right.
Thank you. thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
Alrighty now, welcome back everybody. We're in the last stretch of our show and it was a lot of fun and we thoroughly enjoyed it. We still got a few more minutes though, so hopefully you're still...
It's almost over.
I know, time always flies.
I know. So I was telling you about my dog Weezer. So Weezer was diagnosed, he was misdiagnosed with Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. And then when I finally, he looked like he was at death's door. We took him to the hospital that night and they said that he was in congestive heart failure. And he was also in arrhythmia. His heart rate was 330. It was like he was going to burst any moment. So anyway, when we came home that night to tell my granddaughter, she was completely beside herself. That poor child cried for an hour, hour and a half. She says, no, it can't be. I can't be. And she says, Nanny, I'm going to pray for Weezer. I says, you know what? That's a wonderful idea because God listens to the pure of heart. He listens to everybody. But children, I feel that he has such a soft spot for and the pure of heart that he really gave us a miracle. This dog, the doctors, when we got there, wanted to put him down. And I said, absolutely not. No way are you putting this animal down. And I said, give him 24 hours. Let's see how he does. We'll reassess. And that's exactly what they did. And in 24 hours, this dog made a 180.
Right. Now, this isn't to confuse people who have put their pets down that they really needed to. Her circumstances were different than a lot of other people's, because a lot of people who have their pets, and when they're suffering from kidney disease or they're suffering from cancer, that, you know, and it's throughout their body, there's really not much you could do for them. And so you don't want to continue their pain. And so you're doing them a blessing by being able to put them down so that they're not in pain anymore, you know, especially when they've been suffering for many, many months. And so it is the right thing to do. It's a very, very difficult decision to make.
Yes.
But unfortunately, a lot of people carry a lot of guilt. But you know, you do the best you can, and that's it. But to see your loved one, meaning your pet, suffer like that, it's not healthy. But
he was only three. He's only 3 years old.
Oh, he's only three.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to give him that benefit of the doubt because of his age.
Yeah, if he was 14 years old and he's acting like that, then
it's a different story.
It's a different story.
But also, I knew that congestive heart failure, it's not like cancer. Cancer, it's in the later stages, it's a death sentence for an animal. So, you know, and this wasn't a death sentence. He had a 50-50 chance. But unfortunately, sometimes veterinarians say to you, well, you know, this is going to be extremely expensive. And, you know, you're looking at $5,000-$10,000, and then you're looking at a life of medication. And
you have to balance it out.
Yeah.
Can you afford this?
Right.
And it's unfortunate that we have to make a decision based on finances and then the life of, you know, your pet that you love like your kid. It's very difficult.
It is.
You know, so, you know, it's under very, very hard circumstances, but, you know, mm-hmm. and life goes on. But if you're able to, and suppose a doctor or a vet doesn't give you a positive outlook on your pet, or it could be of a loved one, of a person, definitely go for that second opinion.
Or at least give them 24 hours.
Give them go for a second opinion. Well, your circumstances were very blessed and very different, but go for a second opinion to another doctor and see what they have to say and see if it's consistent. But
the whole point of this conversation was to tell you that I believe that without Mia's prayers, we wouldn't have gotten the miracle that we did get, because he was really in bad shape, really in bad shape.
Yeah, and it's scary, you know, when you see somebody suffering. Nobody wants to see anybody suffer.
He couldn't breathe, Artie. He couldn't breathe. He was panting. Not even panting. He was gasping.
Gasping. Yeah.
It was so pathetic. I was crying though.
Yeah, I know.
I was a mess. I couldn't even come to work.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I was a mess. But then again.
And it's understandable.
I heard my angels telling me, and, you know, I have this benefit. I have the benefit of hearing that
your higher self or your spirit guides.
And I kept hearing, don't put him down. Don't put him down. Don't put him down. And that also gave me that modicum of hope that he was going to survive. And I listened, you know? So I was lucky. And with me,
you're very lucky. It was definitely a blessing.
It was.
Sky, if somebody wants to get a specific reading with you, what should they do?
Yes, please call me and you will have a very nice reading.
And whether it be in person or over the phone.
Yes.
And she's in Cream Ridge, New Jersey, which is only 5 minutes away from Great Adventure.
So my number is 908-500-1474. And Marty?
And my number, if you want a private reading over the phone or in person, I'm based out of Woodbridge, my home office, Woodbridge, New Jersey, and it is 877-ANGEL-02. And my website is artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com. And I have videos and, you know, testimonials and a whole nine yards. And also, I don't know if my web guy changed or fixed it, but if you want to see my videos, and I have a lot of them, if you press on biography, the tab that says biography, a video tab will drop down and then you'll be able to, you know, see my videos. So hopefully he changed that already.
And Artie is very, very, very good either in person or on the telephone.
On
very accurate, very accurate, very accurate. Either way.
So it's a blessing for Sky and I that we happen to have met each other in the way that we did, and we're able to feed off of one another, and and we share our gifts with one another. And she's stronger at certain points, I'm stronger at other points, and we bounce off of one another. And you know, and together we try to be entertaining to be able to share all the information from our experiences from the spiritual world, and it's a lot of fun. So we're very blessed people. In so many ways.
So many ways.
And it's our blessing to be able to be put in a position to help people like you. And even to, like I said, just to be entertaining.
Yes.
And one thing that I've learned, you know, from listening to other people, and it's very frustrating for me, when somebody has really good information, but they're not talking in layman terms. They're talking at such a level where it's
too
like, you're too educated for me.
I always say, dumb it down, please.
Exactly. Make it dummy proof.
Right.
I always say that to Ryan, our website guy. I said, when you put stuff on my website, I said, make it dummy proof so an 8-year-old could understand it. I don't want any big words. I don't want any, you know, you have to click on this to get this, to do that. And if for some reason you find my circumstances on my web being like that, please, shoot me an email and let me know your thoughts and your opinion. So it's greatly appreciated. So, but it's time for us to wrap up.
Are you serious?
So listen, everybody, it was our pleasure. And from my mouth to God's ears.
His mouth to God's ears.
That's
from
right.
My ears to God's mouth.
There you go. May God bless all of you with lots of love, happiness, and prosperity. And may the angels and the Holy Spirit bless you with lots of miracles for not just yourself, but also for your friends and family.
And pets.
And don't ever be afraid to ask for their help. They're always there to help you
out.
Yes,
they are. And we thank all of you once again
for joining us
and for being such a loyal audience. We love you all.
And thank you for your comments.
Yes.
And until next week, everybody, you take care.
Bye.
Been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great 2-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.